Off the Ball Breakfast.
It's the thing Hamer always said, when I took on this Ireland gig, the one thing I could be sure about was there's going to be a bit of dog in them. Then I realised there was no dog in them.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Keith Lynch, this is a difficult week, you know, having to do media just after a Munster final, and particularly the way the Munster final finished at the weekend. Like, as neutrals, it was a cracker to watch. I don't know how it felt like to play in with the physicality, with the intensity, where everything happened. And then penalties, you know, the first time it's happened at senior championship level at Intercounty. I presume if you'd won the penalty shootout, you'd be telling me you don't mind penalties, but how do you feel about penalty shootouts in a big game?
I suppose something I never thought about before, you know, we've never experienced it. You never actually look at that, I suppose, on a personal level. In my own head, it's never something you think of. You always think of extra time or extra time or a replay, but I suppose just the way it was, you know, that was the rules of the game. And I think everyone kind of noticed that once the penalties kind of came, it kind of sucked the life out of the actual, I suppose, the game side of it, really, you know, after an intense, I suppose, 90 minutes. And for the five lads on both sides that stepped up to take penalties, great credit to those guys, you know. It's not something, as players, you kind of, I suppose, practice a lot. I suppose on my side, I don't know, I wouldn't be practicing them. But I think, obviously, hurling's in a great place. And I suppose the way it is for all counties, everyone's pushing the boundaries and pushing as much as they can. And I think for supporters, wouldn't they have loved an extra 5-10 minutes more of extra time? And wouldn't they have loved maybe a replay? But clear taking nothing away from Cork, they got the victory. And that's sport, and that's what we have to do.
So for me, when it comes to penalties, it feels like a very non-hurling solution to the end of a hurling game. Like, it's effectively a football solution where you're bringing in penalties in a similar way. And even like the penalty shootout, the actual penalty itself has changed in hurling since 2015, since it's gone 1-1. Like, to me, it's not the perfect solution. I don't know whether it's free taken, I'm not sure if it's backs and forwards, I'm not sure if it's another period of extra time. To me, it feels like there could be better solutions to this.
Yeah, I suppose, like, you don't have to be careful what you'll be saying, but for hurling, like, it's an instinctive sport. It's an art form, as any player, female or male, playing the sport, it's an expression. You know, you start playing hurling because you love it. You play it to get away from school when you're a young fella, or to get a break from, I suppose, the busyness of life. And as you kind of get older, you play it for that enjoyment still, you know. You're with the lads having the crack, and I suppose the rest of us stand on the line while the penalties are being taken. You're actually helpless. You can't impact, you can't help. Whereas we talk about team sport, hurling is a prime example of a team sport, that every man is supporting each other. And I think, obviously, with it being such an instinctive sport and a sport of expression, an art form, that, I don't know, I'm not going to make a comment on it, but yeah. I think hurling is about going out and just hopping off each other. May the best team win. Like, it's not the best man stepping up, it's the best team, it's the best, I suppose, lads that put in the work together as a group. And look, we were unfortunate, and as I said, it's great credit to Cork. They won on the night, they obviously scored the penalties, but credit to the lads that stood up. You know, it's a massive responsibility.
I think you've almost described yourself as a player, by the way, when you do enjoy expressing yourself, whether that be changing your mind when a team's in the first game against Cork and then playing the pass off. Like, is that just instinctive? You spot something change and you change your approach to that pass? Or did you think about it before you did it? Or how long
I'd say it was accidental fluke, right. Now, to be honest with you. No, I don't know. Some things kind of, as I said, going back on the point about the penalties and the sport, it is instinctive. You know, hurling is a game. Go back to our ancestors, they played it. Go back to the heritage. What is hurling? What is the GAA? Like, you know, it's lads going out like warriors, performing and expressing themselves.
Yeah, because like, I even think of Aaron at the weekend, you know, for O'Brien's goal. Yeah. It's like he gets himself into a position. I saw people comparing it to Bergkamp almost with the way that he turned his body around. I'm sure Galan would love to be compared to him. But like, again, that's something that he had to do purely off the cuff.
Yeah, sure. Like, sometimes you just have to move your body in a certain way to, so as get out in front of someone or hold someone off or let the ball hit you in a way that it might fall in the right way for your teammate. But it is instinctive, and Camir Hurling's in a great place. It's just trying to keep it at that place.
It was a very different type of game, and it's not me asking you to talk about Thomas Walsh and his performance or whatever, but was it a bit strange to play in the first half where we only had the 6 frees? That's probably as loose as I've seen it since John Keenan with yourselves and Clare a few years ago.
I don't know, when you're in the middle of it, I suppose you don't really think about it. But Camir, Thomas did a great job. He does his best, referees do their best, and I suppose for us it's just we try and focus on ourselves and perform to the best of our ability. And obviously, come here, referees are human as well. They can make decisions that you mightn't be happy about, the opposition mightn't be happy about, but you have to take it for what it is. You can't change decisions. Like, you could talk about time added on and so on, and here everyone wants us, I suppose, to kind of pinpoint something to use as a story. But look, great credit to Thomas Walsh, great referee.
By the way, I think if it had been up the opposite end and say if the ball had come off Collins and went out for 65, you would have said there's more than enough time to take the 65 as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the way it is. Come here, you try win in whatever way you can.
Yeah, and to be fair to John, I think he was very honest about that as well. He said maybe there was a rub of the green at the time, but outside that, he was very clear to praise Cork.
Yeah.
He was also saying as well, like, this is different for you now, Keane. Like, for the last 7 years, you've come through the front door and you've gone directly into an All-Ireland semi-final. I don't think you mind too much about a quarter-final in a couple of weeks' time.
No, that's where we're at now. You know, it's 2 weeks' time is our sole focus. We don't look beyond that. We don't look back, because that's all we have to look at. Now it's where we're at, living the present, and regroup, dust ourselves down, work hard, and whoever we might be facing, we just know it's going to be a battle and we have to drive ourselves on for that.
Actually, look, no matter what, you're going to have a difficult route to an All-Ireland final. Would that be Dublin and Kildare and probably Kilkenny, then the semi-final, the other side of it? You were never going to get back to Croke Park easily anyway.
No, there's never an easy route, you know, no matter what. If you win a Munster final, you're still meeting a team in a semi-final, or if it's a quarter-final, or even the preliminary quarter-finals. Every game, there's nothing between the teams, and you see that throughout the championships this year. You know, whether it was the league campaign into the Munster or the Leinster championships, teams are hopping off each other. As I said earlier, hurling's in a great place, sport's in a great place, and it's great for people, it's great for youngsters to have, I suppose, something to aspire to.
Oh, amazing entertainment. You know, 40,000 people watching that game at the weekend, running to nearly 3 hours by the end of it. More like a tennis match than a hurling match by the end of it. For the captaincy for you this year, you know, obviously you made a bit of headlines because Declan had been captain for so long and you came in. I know when Declan was injured, you were captain of the team anyway. How does it sit with you being the leader of this team now?
I wouldn't even look at it like that, to be honest. I think there's 36 lads there, that each man for himself is the leader. Every guy that goes out on that pitch, whether it's training, whether it's in the gym, whether it's on match day, like, everyone is leading. We're a group, we stand by each other, and I think the title of captain is just there to, I suppose, and please God, on a day that you are victorious, you accept the cup on behalf of the team. But other than that, it's just leading by example, obviously, with the lads beside you.
Yeah, the competition within your panel at the moment, a lot of people made a lot of the amount of All-Stars and medals that were on the bench at the weekend just gone by, and I'm sure it's brilliant to be able to bring in Dara or Deck or those type of guys to come onto the field. But obviously other guys have been driving that and coming in. Adam English has now very much cemented himself in your midfield. You've got a couple of forwards now who are chomping at the bit to start when it comes to all of these games as well. That competition must be really, really intense for playing time now.
It is, and that's the beauty of having a 36-man panel. You know, every guy is not just happy to be there. You know, every guy is pushing himself, is pushing the boundaries, and you trust every guy, you know. On any given day, whoever's asked to do a job, we'd put our hand up and do it and do the best for the team.
Were you surprised to see Nicky come back as quickly as he did? Because in a way, Shane O'Brien gave it away in TG Carr when he went, you know, he's actually been back in training. And then when John got asked, John kind of went, oh, he's a bit away yet. And then we saw him come back for the start of the championship on Easter weekend. Like, for a ligament injury, that's an incredible recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's just, I suppose Nicky's a credit to himself. He's I suppose someone I looked up to before I actually joined the panel, and obviously when I joined the panel, he's been an absolute role model, leader for myself but for the group, and he just epitomises everything that's good about not just a sports player but about a human being, about he's a father, he's an example to us all, and just for him to come back after those number of weeks that he was rehabbing and so on, just that just shows the guy he is, the type of character he is, and he's always team first.
Shane Dowling, Jason Gland have been good supports and played during the league, and they didn't let you down in any way either than when they were in there. Shane coming back this year, like, such a long time since he's been away, since 2018. What's he brought back to the panel? Because you would have played against him now at club level as well, so we see he's been going well in the goals. But what's he brought to the inter-county panel this year?
Sure, Shane's a great guy as well. Do you know, you, like, as you said, I played with him for a number of years prior to him finishing up, and obviously playing against him at the club, just seeing it's a new role for him, you know, being involved with the club, and he had to take a lot of, I suppose, acceptance in that he wouldn't be able to play out field for a while due to an injury, and he just credited himself as well that he took that, grabbed it with two hands, and got himself in a position that he could come back into the panel and push the likes of Nicky, the likes of Jason, and put his hand up. But he's a character, great person to have around, and another leader.
Final one for you. You're a great team and will always be a great team because of what you've achieved in recent season with your All-Ireland success particularly. One thing about Kilkenny of the tens, I suppose, is they came back and had another run at it after their five in a row was stopped. You've now have to come back from a draw and then a defeat on penalties at the weekend, the loss to Cork in the semi-final last year as well. How hungry are you, keen to go and try and get a few more All-Ireland titles now?
You're always hungry. You're hungry every week. Do you know, whether it's going out in the fields, training, or whether it's going into the gym, that hunger is always there, and as I said at the start, the reason you play is because you love it, and I want to stay loving the sport for as long as I can.